All right, welcome back to We're All Mad Here.
And guess who's back?
Back again.
Shady's back.
Add your input, please, little lady. Jiminy. Welcome back to
We're All Mad Here.
We're All Mad Here in the After Valentine's Day edition. Because that's
post Valentine's.
Post V-Day.
Post V-Day blues.
Post V-Day blues. I always have the blues. Let's be real.
That's true. That's why you're medicated.
That is why I'm medicated.
Yeah. I just had two shitty days in a row, so.
Ugh. I hate that. Well, your shitty days are different than my shitty days.
I also feel like the days after a concert, you're just like.
Oh my God. So depressed.
Yeah. I mean.
So depressed.
Not, I mean, you're not doing drugs.
Well, you're still obviously, you're not having the like come down. From in this instance, we're not having the drug come down, but still, but just the excitement and the fun,
the adrenaline,
and of being at a concert, and then the couple days afterwards, especially having it in the middle of the week,
would have
fucking sucked, dude. I don't know how you did it.
Because nobody fucking comes here on a nice weekend night.
Warren Zeiders is going to be here on Friday.
I know, I'm so excited. Oh, I also bought me and Jesse tickets to Megan Maroney this summer.
That's going
to
be fun.
She's coming to the pavilion on Friday, on a Friday.
Oh, fun.
It's the Friday before the boil.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So you guys have to be in town.
Yes.
Obviously.
Obviously. It's already on my calendar.
It's already on your calendar, so it's the way it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so how was your Valentine's Day? Let's update the 7 listeners we have of how your Valentine's Day was.
It was so great.
Because you are in a happy, healthy, beautiful relationship.
Yes, yes, I am. No, it was a lot of fun. We went to dinner on Tuesday, the 14th is Valentine's Day. The 13th, we went on the 13th, went to dinner, and it was a lot of fun. It was really good food.
Where'd you go to dinner again?
Tito's Italian Grill and Bar.
Is that the one down by the resort?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Super good food.
Really, really, really good.
Really good food.
Yep. And I had myself a nice little cocktail, and it was delicious.
What kind of cocktail?
It was a huckleberry press. It was huckleberry vodka with, like, Sprite and a couple other, maybe triple sec, and then, like, pressed huckleberries.
Yum.
Super yummy.
That sounds amazing.
We said it tasted exactly, and it did. It tastes exactly like a grape Otter Pop.
How would you get grape
I don't know,
from huckleberry? Or huckleberry from...
I don't know. It's just what it tasted like, okay? Oh. It tasted exactly like a purple Otter Pop.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting.
But anyway, and then Valentine's Day, we went to the concert at the Knitting Factory. Mm-hmm. And it was a ton of fun.
I'm glad.
It was exciting. And
concerts at the Knitting Factory have always been, like, one of my favorite venues ever.
I don't like going to them for every single concert.
Yeah.
Some concerts, like, you just want to chill. And yep. Knitting Factory is no place for chilling.
I think it depends on the show, because have been to some where they have, like, the tables and chairs and everything.
Well, they do, but not in the pit area. So you have to
it's
get
like
there.
The next step up.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have to get there early enough to get
that. That's true. But I was always at shows super early anyways. Back in the day.
We were not. So we stood the entire time.
Yeah. Which is also can be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get down to the Knit early enough for Warren Zeiders that we can get a seat.
Is that one on a Friday as well? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. March 15th, I think.
Mm-hmm. 15th or 16th.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But it was a really great experience. It was my first, like, hardcore metal concert, and it was a blast.
Which I love so much.
Being in the front was
insanity. So did you
guys
make it all the way up, like, to the rail? Or almost?
Almost. We were, like, two people back from the rail.
Dang.
Yeah. It was incredible. It was incredible.
That's amazing.
And I've never been to a concert with, like, pretty much anybody except my family or, like, you.
Yeah.
So going to it with Jesse was perfect.
A different vibe.
Yeah.
And I love it.
How was your Valentine's?
Shit.
Oh, no.
This is how our two lives are, is you are in a beautiful, happy, healthy relationship, and you went to this amazing concert, and my dating life is chronically a dumpster fire.
Chronically a dumpster fire.
And it was, I mean, it really wasn't, like, terrible, but I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I was Wednesday, so...
You also kind of fed into it.
Well, a little bit, yeah. But, so Tuesday, I was like, okay, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I have my annual review for Valentine's Day. I was like, I'm already making cupcakes for my staff to, like, be cutesy and whatever. So I was like, I'm going to make and take them to upper management and the franchisees.
And win them over before
literally sweeten them up with cupcakes for my annual review.
That's smart.
And... so I was up way too late on Tuesday, which is just kind of how my life tends to be. So then I was up, I made cupcakes. I gave you some.
Yeah, they were delicious.
Well, then I gave you,
super cute.
A couple extra. So I brought them to you as well. But yeah, I was up till way too late. We're not even gonna talk about what time I actually ended up going to bed.
Oh my gosh.
Doing my cupcakes. But they were so good. And upper management did, in fact, love them. I walked in and I was holding them. I was like, hey, guys. Like, and Nacho, who is our newest franchisee, he's our new dad.
Wait, his name's Nacho?
I'm pretty sure his name is Ignacio, but he goes by Nacho.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he is a Nacho. Like, 100%. He's just Nacho. It's the most fitting thing ever. But anyways, I come in and he was like, wait, can I have one? And I was like, I brought them for you guys.
Like, everyone but you.
I was like, nobody else. And then he was like, he's like, these are so good. Aww. And then Peter,
that was spot on.
That was really good. Peter is still our CEO. So he's like the big guy. And then Nacho is our COO. So he does more of, like, the day-to-day stuff. Peter's still the boss, technically, but he wanted to take a step back. He's like, I just turned 60. I'm getting old. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Hope I can do that when I'm 60.
Right? But jeez. I guess when you own a franchise and you can... I mean, he still works because he and Nacho both have franchises here in Spokane, in Sacramento. There's... I think 14 salons in Sacramento.
Oh, I did not know that.
There's the 15 here. Mm-hmm. And then I think Peter also has like 4 or 6 in Hawaii.
Dang, you guys are Mr. Worldwide.
He is Mr. Worldwide. And so, I mean, he still is working some. It's just not all the day-to-day bullshit. And Peter was also like, oh my God, this is exactly what I need. Like, this is exactly what I needed right now. And I was like, I am so glad that I brought this for you because I knew that this is what you needed. I just knew. And so, yeah. So, and then I came home. I worked on some social media stuff for a while. And then I just did nothing. And I was like, well... got nothing going on, no excitement, no happy, healthy relationship.
No.
So, yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't bad, necessarily.
I think the worst part of Valentine, like, when you're in that situation, because, I mean, I've been in your shoes for the past few Valentines.
And yeah.
It's just, like, social media throws it at your face so much that it's
like, it's not even like just social media. It's
everything.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like my thing with Valentine's Day is like in a romantic sense, I have not had a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like even when I was with my ex last year or 2 years ago or well, both.
Yeah.
Actually, both the last 2 years when we had first started seeing each other, I was like, no worries. We've literally been hanging out for 2 weeks. And then last year when we had been seeing each other for a year, it was just not a good time. Like,
yeah.
And he, like, looking back, he was also not the type of guy to, like, not necessarily just not romantic, because there are lots of people out there who aren't romantic, but will still do things because they care.
That's the thing about, that's fine if you're not a romantic, but if your partner is, you need to meet them halfway.
Or at least, like, put in a little bit of effort.
Yes.
Because
if you truly care about that person, you're going to do something that they would like.
Yeah. And it was like, I would like to have something nice, or not even like receive a gift or anything that's like that. It's like, just like one of my big love languages is quality time, and like just be together and even just like have a conversation like this or whatever. But it was always, we would be at his place just watching TV, especially like getting to that point where it's just, there was very little interaction.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I guess this is what I have to do because it's Valentine's Day, kind of a thing. And I was like, cool. So I guess I'll just go fuck myself, because
literally
it's literally, because I'm sorry that like putting effort in for somebody is asking so much.
It's too hard. It's way too hard.
I'm like, yeah, it's like, I was talking,
but I've been there.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
This is honestly my first Valentine's that's been memorable
in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is amazing. And I love that.
Me too.
But I forget what I was going to say now.
I know. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
That's okay.
Sorry, not sorry.
That's okay.
It's probably gonna be sad and depressing, so.
I mean, probably, but it's fine. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad necessarily, in the sense it was like, I hate Valentine's Day. I hate love. Like, I'm so sad and single. Like, I am sad and single, but but also, like,
it's okay to hate love sometimes, though.
And it's not, I disagree, because I don't hate love. I hate the like commercialization of it.
That's fair.
Because it's like, if you, I was talking to a friend, I was like, if you,
wait, like, you have another friend besides me?
Well, ish.
Okay.
An acquaintance. We'll put it that way. You're my only best friend, okay? You have other friends, but you only have one best friend.
All right. That's fine.
And that's me.
And that's me.
Remember that. Anyways, because he was like, fuck Valentine's Day. And I was like, I mean, yes, I agree. But it's not like, again, I hate love or whatever. It's, I hate that there's the extra pressure to do it on one specific day.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you actually cared about somebody, you wouldn't need to have a day.
Right.
To do something significant or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a fun excuse to spoil somebody.
I agree. But at the same time, if that's the only time you're spoiling somebody, because in my experience, that's how it's been. It was Valentine's Day was the only day that you would get anything. And even then, it was like begging for a drop of water in the Sahara Desert.
My favorite thing about Valentine's Day is all the kids get their Valentine's parties and they hand out Valentine's with their little boxes.
Yes.
It's so cute how excited they get. And I love that about Valentine's Day.
I see. And like, I love love. I do.
Love.
And whether it's like romantic boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, or even just like platonic friendship and all, like, there's so many different like levels to it.
To love.
And be loved.
To love.
Did you, I remember, this is very side note, in
ADHD brain.
Yeah. In high school, I don't remember what class it would have been, but we were talking about like the different types of love, where there's like your self-love, like the romantic love.
I don't know what class you were taking.
Oh, what the heck? Now I got to look it up because but there are like, there's like four or five like different types of love. And here we go. So the four types of love, they're Greek. That's what it was. Maybe it was when we were doing like Greek and Latin roots in English class or something. Yeah. So there's, Storge, Storge, which is like an empathetic kind of love. Philia, Philia, which they have as like a friend, more platonic kind of bond love. There's Eros, Eros, which is the romantic type of love. Mm-hmm. And then there's Agape, which is like an unconditional type of love. Mm. And
my
so
love is agape for you.
Oh, it is. But at the same, but like, so there are different types and different levels. It's like, I love you different than I love like any of my family, even though you are family, you're not like blood family.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Just trying to rub that in. Jeez.
Unfortunately. Just
thanks for the reminder.
But
I'm
also
fucking adopted.
Who's adopted? You or me?
Ooh. I'm adopted into your family because
but I'm also adopted into
my exactly
family.
I was gonna say because you don't fit.
Mm-hmm. You fit with my family more than I fit with my family.
Facts.
Which is so funny.
That's kind of sad to say out loud.
But it's true. And it's not like it's good or bad or anything, but it is so true. Like you, I don't know what it is, but you definitely fit with my family.
Also, side note, your sister posted pictures the other day. She looked fucking amazing.
Oh, when she and her friend went
her dress, down. One of the pictures she posted, I was like, holy shit, that's your mom.
There are times
I was like, holy.
I had a moment like that.
I have that moment with you sometimes. I'm like,
yeah, I had that moment. I can't remember if I was like walking past, because I saw myself and I was like, mom,
I was like,
what the fuck? But like last spring when we were in New Orleans seeing Gigi and Papa, Lindsay and Giselle came over.
Yeah.
And
she looks so much like your mom.
And Lindsay looks a ton like my mom.
Yeah.
Like, the Abila genes run strong.
Yeah, they do.
But, like, they were both, like, I was across the house or across the living room or something, and I could hear them, and they're both like, oh, my gosh, like, Jennifer looks so much like Shemaine. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it's crazy to think. But then if you ask Dad's side of the family, they all say I look like him.
Yeah.
Which is
crazy. I mean, I see your mom, but.
Well.
Love to Papa Hallie, but you look like your mom.
Yeah. And I guess there's certain things about just like mannerisms or like things like that that apparently have rubbed off. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, I'm becoming my mother.
Oh gosh.
Heaven forbid.
Heavens.
Oh, mom. What a that
I miss
woman.
That woman. I miss
oh,
that woman.
Me too.
But yeah, that I was just scrolling and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. Well, but I've had that same thing with you and Caroline. I remember when Caroline took her college senior pictures. I sent it to you and you're like, oh my God, where'd you get that picture of me? And I'm like, bitch, that's my sister.
Bitch, that's my
not
blood
you
sister.
Like, it's just so weird how like all tied in. But like personality wise.
Yeah.
You definitely fit better with my family.
Facts. I mean, even looks-wise, apparently.
Apparently. But also, like, for mom's, like, celebration of life that we had.
Yeah.
Nobody knew exactly who you... Well, people obviously knew who you were. But there were enough people that weren't sure who you were exactly that you were either both Caroline and I, or who knows who you were, but...
Who knows? I don't even know who I am.
Me neither. Mm. It's okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
But
introducing me, you're like, this is my best friend, Haley.
This is my twin.
They're like, all right.
Yep. You that there's two of you. When there's did that happen?
Well,
yeah. But anyways, looping back.
Yeah.
Greek and Latin roots.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, where did we even start with that?
I'm pretty sure that's where we were. Probably. I don't remember, but...
The unconditional, yes.
Yeah, we're talking about unconditional love. Yes. But, like, there are so many different levels to it.
Yes.
And different types, according to the Greeks.
Yes.
That it's not that I don't like seeing love in any form.
Yeah.
But again, like the commercialization of it for Valentine's Day.
Right.
It just feels forced. It doesn't feel authentic for a lot of things.
That's fair. What's your stance on like PDA?
It depends, honestly. Okay. If you're like full on macking in the hallway in high school, like we used to see, you know who I'm talking about too. We're not saying names, but you, like,
I'm pretty sure I've been guilty of that though as well.
You probably have. Yeah, actually, pretty sure you were. Never me. Cause
no.
Again,
well, anybody that you did date in high school didn't go to our school.
That is also true.
You were one of those.
Yeah. That's also because look at the quality of people at our school. No offense, guys. Look at
the quality of the other people at the other school.
Quality of people everywhere is garbage. Let's be honest. But anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, PDA. Like full-on makeouts in public, full tongue.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to decline.
Hard pass.
Hard, respectful pass. Like, if that's really what you feel like you want to do, go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. With
get a room.
Yeah.
But, like, there's levels to it.
Yeah.
Like, holding hands, like, small kisses, like, arms on each other. Like, I'm very much a touchy-feely kind of person as well.
Yes.
So it's like, I will have, like, my hand, like, in your back pocket or in your coat pocket or, like, have your arm around my shoulder or that kind of thing as well. I'll put my arm around your shoulder. Yeah, you will, because I'm short enough that you can.
Yeah, I'll just lean on you.
Headrest or elbow rest on my head.
Yeah, head would, I'd like... kink my neck.
Not quite. When we're sitting, I could be a headrest.
Oh, yeah. You'd be perfect.
I know. I've been told that. I have. Apparently, I'm fun-sized. I had somebody call me that before.
Not snack-sized, but
fun-sized.
That's cute.
And I was like, oh, I kind of like that.
I'll be fun-sized.
I'll be fun-sized. That's cool. But, like, yeah, I'm very much, like, hands-on touchy-feely, but I'm not, like... We're gonna make out in public.
Yeah.
Touchy feely.
Okay.
But I mean, again, there's kind of like
levels
to it. I mean, but again, I don't dislike seeing other people like happy and in love and whatever. I'm gonna pretend like I'm mad and bitter. Like,
yeah,
I do. Fair. Because that's part of the trope of being the single friend.
Sure. Yeah.
Is you have to be mad and bitter that you're single. But I'm not. I'm really not. What's your stance on PDA?
Well,
your thoughts have changed, I feel like.
I was going to I have never been in a relationship where, like, other than, you know, holding hands every now and then around in public, like, that, I've had that in the past.
Yeah.
But I've never had somebody, you know, want to have their arm around me or be holding hands with me or give me a kiss in public.
Gross kissing.
Until this relationship. And I absolutely. But at the same time, I've also never been comfortable doing that until this. Like something about this one, I'm just like, I'm going to show my love for you. And I don't care who the fuck sees it. Well, am I going to shove my tongue down your throat? No, absolutely not.
Not in public.
Not in public.
What happens behind closed doors can stay there.
Stay there.
But yeah. And so, like I said, I am a very hands-on, touchy-feely person. In my last relationship, he would only like hold my hand or put his arm around me when we were in private.
Yeah.
Like I would ask, or like I would reach for his hand. We'd be at the grocery store and I'd like reach for his hand and he'd pull it away from me and things like that. And so, yeah, again, like I'm not afraid. Like I was never I don't know if you were afraid to do it before or if you just weren't comfortable.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe. Yeah. But for me, like that was never like an uncomfortability or a fear or anything.
You wanted that.
I wasn't getting it from anybody that I have dated in the past.
Mm. No, Jesse's hand, it's like fucking Thor's hammer. Like he sticks out and I'm just like, no.
I saw that on TikTok. Yeah. Did you send me that TikTok?
Probably.
Oh my gosh. I saw that and I was like, yep, that is so true. But see, that's what I want too.
Right.
I was like, I want someone who feels that comfortable with me that they will want to do that because absolutely. I feel like that's a big, I mean, comfort is obviously what everyone wants in a relationship.
Yeah. I think if I'm not holding hands in public, it's because either of our arms are full.
Yeah, right? It's like, it's not that I don't want to. It's that I physically cannot right now. Yeah, I wish.
Yeah. But like, even that first night that, I don't even think we were officially together. We were just like,
you know, that was before you guys had like said, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend.
Yeah.
We're going steady.
At the game, like every chance I got, I was just like,
yeah,
I'm going to hug on you.
And yeah, so for that, it was the first time I met him.
Yep.
And so I've known you for 15, literally
too long.
Half of our life, dude.
Hey, I'm not 30 yet, okay?
We were not 15 when we met.
Okay, fuck. That's true. All right, fine. Half our lives.
Half our lives. We have known each other. So I have seen you in all of your relationships, except for your last one, because you never let me meet him.
Probably for a good thing.
Because deep down you knew he was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's my stance and I'm standing by it. But,
Yes, I told you.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I really didn't want you to meet him because I felt the difference meeting Jesse. I was like, I want him to meet
everybody.
My best friend. I want him to meet my parents. I want him to meet. Yeah.
But okay, so I've seen you from high school relationships to college and then even into like our adulthood-ish. We're not really adults, but no. I'm
still a child.
He is the first person that I have seen you be like truly comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because like even in like high school and college, and I don't know if it's how just we were at the time is just unsure of ourselves, unsure of everything, but you never seemed like comfortable and confident in your relationship. But now, like, you guys had only been like going out and seeing each other for like a month, maybe at that point when I first met him. And I could tell. Like, I was like, this is different. Like, this is a whole different ballgame.
You're going to make me blush.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you, babes. But then also, like, talking to him. Because while you were playing, he and I were, like, chatting some.
Yes.
And just, like, talking to him about you. Like, he hadn't known you for very long yet, even. And he was already, like, gushing over you. And I was like, this is the cutest thing ever. Like, every time you guys were up to bat or whatever, like, and you weren't in rotation. I don't even know.
I love you trying to talk sports.
I'm trying to talk softball with you, but I don't. That's
softball. You can talk other sports.
Baseball and hockey. Those are the three I don't know.
That makes me sad.
Those are the three I don't know. I've been trying to learn.
When we were up to bat, so we weren't out in the field.
Correct.
There you go.
That's what I meant.
We were in the dugout.
Yes. That's the one I was looking for. The dugout.
The dugout.
You would not be in the dugout with your team. You would be behind the dugout, all up in Jesse's arms. Mm-hmm. And eating the snacks I brought you.
Oh, those were so good.
They were so good. But again, like I had never seen you be like that way with anybody.
Yeah.
And so the fact that A, you're comfortable enough. Words are hard, okay? Comfortable enough to do that at softball and with me being there.
Yeah.
Was like two huge steps because like we are very comfortable with each other.
Probably to a fault, but yes.
But there's also lots of things that like I can tell if you aren't comfortable with the situation.
Right. We can feel each other's body language for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And but yeah, just seeing your body language and his body language and everything. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
What? And I so yeah. But I remember thinking that like the very first night I met him, I was like, oh boy, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be good. I was like, when's the next episode? Netflix, bring it out. Let's go.
This is either gonna be really, really good or really, really bad.
The thing
really
is,
bad.
Like, if I pray to God this never happens, but if it does end, like it is going to be catastrophic for everybody.
Yeah.
And I really don't see that happening. I don't either. Fortunately. But I mean, shit happens. You never know.
Stop it. You're making me sad.
No, but I really don't think that is ever going to happen with you guys. Honestly. I really don't. Genuinely.
Well, I want you to find that because.
Yeah.
It's theoretically. The best thing ever.
That's what everyone keeps saying is one day I'll find the man for me. I'm like, yeah, his name is Dante. He's at home with my dad.
That's true. Don't read into that.
That is my dog for the listeners who are not aware of my life entirely.
Cute little Rottweiler.
That's my sweetest man's.
He's the bestest.
He's man. The bestest man's. And he is the only man I will ever want or need.
I mean, what other man is going to act that happy when you get home?
Bro, he is even more excited when I come home now since I've moved out than he was when I lived at home. And it's also so sad.
I know. It crushes my heart when you send Snapchat. Ugh,
God, I hate it. But, yeah, and I think, I don't know, I think part of it is I have these, like, expectations of what a relationship is supposed to be or what I think I would want.
Yeah.
But I also have literally zero expectations from anybody.
Yeah.
And the bar is, again, literally on the floor.
It's 10 feet deep.
It's underground and there's people out here who still try to limbo.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And so that's something that I have been working on myself is one, bringing the bar off the floor.
Mm.
Step one, raise the bar.
Raise the bar. Raise the roof.
Raise the roof. But also, like, don't settle for less. Which I don't settle.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, especially after my last relationship, I was settling. Oh, for sure.
Yep.
And once I kind of like woke up to that,
yeah,
I was like, nah, like I can't do this.
No, because you think about this. It. Yeah, you think about it. You like if you were to keep staying in that relationship just for the sake of being in that relationship, you would be so miserable come 10 years down the line.
And I already was like so like miserable and unhappy in that relationship.
Right.
Towards the end, and it's just like I had put everything out on the table and I was ignored and dismissed and whatever for the millionth time in the almost year and a half that we'd been seeing each other. And I'm like, why am I going to keep putting up with this?
Right.
When A, theoretically, there is somebody out there who would pay attention and give a shit. But why, like, I can pay attention to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy myself flowers. Thank you, Miley. But it's like, why? I would rather be, at this point, I'd rather be like by myself and like content, like unhappy. I'm not going to say unhappy. Not, I don't know how to phrase that. Because it's,
I kind of get what you're saying.
I'm not happy, but I'm not like upset or whatever.
Right.
And be on my own than be unhappy with somebody.
Right.
Because that was dumb.
Yeah.
And it was so much like time and effort and energy and money.
Oh gosh.
That went into that.
Yeah.
Like year and a half that I remember when, I forget who I was talking. I think I was talking to, I don't remember. They were saying what my dad thought of him. Mm. They're like, your dad, I don't think your dad likes him. I was like, what? Nah, he just doesn't really know him. And I try to like make excuses and this, that,
you
and the other.
You could probably count on one hand the amount of times your dad and him interacted.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because he just didn't want to interact with my family.
Right. And that is like, that's a non-negotiable for me. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of put my foot down. Like if I, you know, luckily Jesse's very much involved mm-hmm. and wants to do things with my family and vice versa.
And he's a very family-oriented kind of guy.
Which is what I thought in my last relationship I was getting, but it was not, mm-hmm. it was not mutual on both sides.
That's how it was for me too.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's
something you can't give up. Like mm-hmm. that's being a family oriented person is ingrained in you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys have such, your family is so great too that mm-hmm. somebody wants to miss out on that. Well, go fuck them then.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and that's really what, really sparked my decision to leave in my last relationship is mm-hmm. his complete and total disinterest in my family.
Yep. And what? And just like you in general.
Yeah.
Any concern you brought, he wouldn't even meet you a third of the way there.
He wouldn't even like pretend like he was going to think about doing anything that I asked.
Right.
Like he, it would just be like, uh-huh, sure, whatever. And like he,
I think, I think you need to find somebody and meet somebody that is at your level, as far as
so on the floor,
no,
underground, in a puddle of.
I want to say has their shit together, and I know you're gonna say you don't have your shit together, but you do.
Yeah,
you live on your own. You have a very stable job. Yeah. You pay your bills. You know, you do things on your own. You are very independent,
mm-hmm.
and you need to find somebody that is also comfortable with their independence.
Yeah,
and I think that's really important. You don't need to be mothering somebody, which both of us did in our previous relationships.
We were definitely parenting our significant others.
Who, and their children.
Who also had children.
That,
both of our ex-boyfriends had children of their own.
Yeah.
Which, first of all, bamboozles me that people are just out here having children. And like, it's unregulated. Like, who decided that this was a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
Because those men should not have had children ever. Probably.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Neither of them should have had the children they had. We love them both. Both the kids are great. Not the guys.
I was like,
go
wait,
fuck them.
On, what?
The kids. We still love the kids. But.
And want the best for them, of course.
Absolutely.
But it's not about the kids.
No, not in this instance. But there's...
It's about their dumbass parents.
Yeah. Dumbass on all sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the moms were... I mean, my ex's ex, she was trying to get her shit together.
Yeah.
And she did a lot for her kids. And... I think he thought he was doing a lot for his kid, but it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking, I don't remember who I was talking to, but we were talking about, like, what do we want in a relationship?
Probably your therapist.
It wasn't my therapist. But, and I was like, honestly, a person with a pulse who is not, like, a felon. And is, like, halfway decent of a human and tips his waiters. like, again, the bar is on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, so, at one point, I like, literally sat down and thought about it and, like, wrote out
a list. As you should.
Of things. And the independence thing, you saying independence, I'm going to pull up my list right now if I can find it. The independence thing was one of the things that I said. Yeah. So I have mutual understanding and respect of our independence, taking / allowing space from and for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I'm just now, like, living on my own.
Yeah.
But I've been on my own for years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even living at your parents', like, your dad was out of town for a lot of the time.
But, like, even when mom was still alive,
yeah,
like, I would go to school, go to work, whatever. I'd come home and she'd be like, all right, I'm going to go do this. I'll see you later.
Yep.
Like, I was more roommates than I was, like,
their child,
which is fine because I was a grown-ass adult.
Your parents always had something going on.
But my mom especially was so busy constantly. Yep. What cracked me up the most, though, is, so, you know Nelson, the neighbor dog?
Yeah.
When he was a baby, she was supposed to go just let him out.
I know.
And she was like, no, he's just going to come hang out at the house. And so I would get home from, I think it was when I, no, because that was when I was in beauty school. I had just gone back to school.
Yeah.
I would come home after school and she's like, okay, I'm leaving. Bye. And she would leave the dog with me, which I had zero problems with because he was a sweet angel boy. And I love him.
Baby.
And he's just a lab.
Yeah.
They're just with boys.
Just a doofy lab.
But I was like, ma'am, this is your I did not sign up for this. I'm not complaining. But where is my compensation?
Right? You're taking care of the neighbor's dog.
I mean,
my
compensation was I got to hang out with the neighbor's dog and he was a puppy.
And live under the roof.
And live under their roof for next to nothing.
Yeah.
In today's day and age of rent.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, they were always, like, with dad being gone for work.
Yep.
Half time, basically.
Yeah. Was he doing the Prosser thing?
Yeah, that's what he went.
Before she passed?
Yeah. He had been there for a couple of years at that point.
I guess so.
I think he was in Prosser for almost 5 years.
Wow.
Altogether, I want to say.
So, like, 2018, 19?
It must have been longer than that because he, I'm trying to remember now when, because I think he, I can't, it was at least 5 years that he had been down there when he.
Because when did he stop doing the Eastern football stuff?
That was a long time ago. I think that was before we weren't even in college. Really? I think we were still in high school when he stopped with that. Oh. But there was other bullshit going on with that. Yeah. And
I was, like, trying to time frame it around that.
No, that, because I'm pretty sure he left working at the clinic in, I think we were still in high school. And then he did private practice for a while.
He
owned his own practice for a little while. And he had that partner in Coeur d'Alene.
Yep.
And then it was like 2016 or something is when he went down to Prosser. I want to say it's like 16 or 17. And it was only supposed to be for a little while. Like, he was like year two-ish. But even when he was down there, like, he would be gone. So he would come home Wednesday, Thursday, be home till Sunday afternoon, evening.
Yeah.
But then mom was always off doing whatever it is she did.
going to Ross.
She had so many workout classes, dude.
Did
she? Before she started working. Oh my God. She did bar. She did Zumba. She did, like, there were days, I think she did like 2 or 3 classes in a day.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, who are you? Wonder Woman over here.
What I mean, that was probably her gab session.
Oh, 100%. It was.
Yeah.
100%.
Get with the girls.
Absolutely. And then sometimes they would go get lunch mm-hmm. and like all that. But then she started working again mm-hmm. after COVID. Or no, it was before COVID. It was the year before COVID.
Yeah.
When she got her license reinstated and she started working at the schools.
Yeah.
And so she was gone for the school day.
Right.
And whatever. So, I mean, even before that, like, I've always right. been.
She's so busy volunteering and just doing something.
Dad likes to say that she spent more time at the school than we did.
That's probably a very close comparison.
Honestly, she yeah. was there constantly, mm-hmm. especially when we were in elementary school.
Yeah.
Like, she lived there, dude. It's crazy to think. But yeah, looping back, geez Louise, we are all right. over the place today.
That's okay.
But yeah, like the independence, like I've always wanted to do, like, and I think that was a point of contention in my last relationship as well.
Yeah.
Is
He was very codependent.
In the fact that he didn't drive. Mm-hmm.
He used that as a crutch too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. The fact that he wouldn't get a car, whether or not it was that he could not or whatever. But it caused you to also become codependent.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I enjoy doing my own thing and spending my own time doing my things that I'm interested in and that kind of thing. But even like when we were together, I was like, hey, let's go do this thing that I want to do. Mm-hmm. It was always, no, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But when he was like, hey, let's go do this thing that I want to do. It was either I say yes mm-hmm. and we go, or I was like, I really don't feel like it today. And he's like, you never want to fucking do anything I want. And it's always about you. And I'm like.
But then he also couldn't go do that thing because he would have needed you to drive him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like looking back, it was like the number of things where it was like, I want to do these things, mm-hmm. but he didn't want to, right. so we didn't.
Yeah, and that's not okay. I 100% get that.
Uh-huh.
With my college relationship, that was... Yeah, sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Uh-uh.
So, and I hate that we see all of these things after the fact.
That's why hindsight is 20/20.
I don't get that rule, but okay.
You know...
saying.
So perfect vision is 20/20.
I know that because I don't have that.
Exactly. So looking behind, looking in the past, everything is perfectly clear.
Yep. That makes sense. Yeah. It just sucks. And I am one of those, like, pretty much everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain exceptions to that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I'm like, no, that's fucking bullshit.
But
I think relationships, you go through the shitty ones to figure out yourself uh-huh. and what you deserve and want and don't want to.
And I feel like you learn more about yourself in relationships than you do, especially in bad ones, than you learn about, like, the other person or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I was talking to... my friend who lives in Japan, we were talking yesterday, and he was saying how he hasn't been in a relationship in like 5 years
mm-hmm.
since his last girlfriend, since they broke up. Mm-hmm. And we were both kind of in a funk. We were just chatting, and I was like, do you mind, like, me asking, like, what happened? And he was like, yeah, I just wasn't, like, she wanted to... settle down. She wanted to commit. She wanted a family and kids and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, I was a poor grad student. I couldn't fathom, like, raising a family at that point in my life. And so he's like, so we had to go our separate ways. And I was like, I mean, that is a fair and respectable thing to do, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, just because you care about somebody, you love somebody, whatever, doesn't mean that that's going to be the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something I also learned in my last relationship, is he I could, like, I don't know if anyone else could see it, but I could see that he really did love me. Mm-hmm. But that was never going to be enough.
Right. He loved you in the ways that he knew how.
Correct. Yes. And so I think that comes in with, like, the love languages and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's so, like, trendy and buzzwordy on, like, TikTok and whatever right now. But there is, like, actual, like, almost, I don't know if it's actual science, but there is some research behind, like, how people perceive love and how they want to receive it and that kind of thing as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Also, how people, like, people's role models play a huge role in how they love and what they know about love.
Absolutely. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Again, from our last boyfriends who came from
very
broken, messy homes.
Broken, so broken. Not to say that everybody who's come from a broken family or upbringing is not going to know how to love,
but
these ones did not.
Yeah, in our experience.
And their upbringings did not do them any favors. We'll just say that.
No, it did not. I would agree with that. But I was, and I was also telling him, when I was talking to my friend, he was saying, like, he always looks back and wonders, like, the what ifs. He plays the what ifs game. I was like, bro, you can't. I was like, you can't play the what if game because you will literally drive yourself insane.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, no, you're right. And I was like, but there's one thing, like, just I had this thought, like, just spurred in my brain when we were talking. I was like, men, again, loosely, men seem to romanticize the past while women seem to romanticize the future. Because, and then he was like, I mean, I guess so. I was like, yeah, because guys will look back at their past relationships and be like, oh my God, what did I miss out on? I should have done this. I should have done that, this, that, and the other. Where girls have been planning their dream wedding since they were five.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how many guys do you know that have thought about, like, genuinely, that have thought about, like, their how what they want their wedding to look like and their future and their, like, perfect husband or whatever. While girls, we don't tend to, like, dwell on things in the past quite as much. I mean, there are definitely, again, there's exceptions to all of the rules. But at least in my experience, I kind of just let whatever's happened happen.
Yeah.
And, again, try and learn from the situation.
Right. How do we go forward?
But I don't, like, sit there and wonder, like, well, what if I did that? What if I did this? I should have, could have, would have. And it's just like, no, we. So I think that is also an interesting disconnect as well. Because I don't know if I'd sent any of them to you, but there was always, every time I break up with somebody or I've been broken up with, there's always, like, all the memes and the jokes and whatever. And it's like, right, immediately after the breakup, the guy is, like, out partying and doesn't care. And the girl's, like, crying, eating her ice cream.
Right.
And, like, as time progresses, they go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, because girls then start seeing into the future more and they're planning what can happen.
Yeah.
While guys sit and dwell and think about what didn't happen.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I'm freaking genius. Brilliant.
Oh my goodness.
I'm a philosopher. How did I fail philosophy class? That's why, because that's not actually philosophy.
Yeah, that's probably also among other things.
Well, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Not so grade A student over here.
I'm okay.
You gave it a good old try.
See, I gave it a good old college try.
Yes.
Ish.
And we still love you, so it's fine.
Yeah, but... Yeah, this time of year... I feel like it's always such a weird time in general, though, even like besides Valentine's Day, like everyone's like getting ready for hot girl summer and like we're getting there. Not quite, but it's like cuffing season is over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like people who are settled are settled.
Yep.
And in a couple months, if they're not truly settled, they're going to be breaking up.
Yeah.
And so it's always like that awkward like limbo time, I feel like.
Also, the weather is just kind of like,
yeah, right now our weather is bullshit.
It was sunny out.
Yeah, but it was fucking cold, dude.
Well, yeah. But that's what you get when you get sun in the winter.
It's, I know, and I hate it.
Cold as balls.
I hate it.
I love it. I love the sun.
I love the sun. Trust me, I love the sun.
Just don't like the cold.
But I'm ready for it to be like middle of March, sun, jeans and t-shirt.
T-shirt or hoodie.
And comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for summer. I feel like it's going to be a good one.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like it. Okay.
Well, I didn't know if there was anything specific that made you think that.
No.
Oh, okay. Just because it's going to be summer and it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't know. I hope it's going to be a good summer. I think I am actually going to, like, make sure I take time off this summer.
Yes, you deserve that. You didn't take any time off last summer.
I have, the number of times I've taken, like, a day off for myself is so few.
Right.
If
you have, it's because you were, like, dog sick.
Yeah, or, like, borderline mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Probably should have been checked in kind of sick as well. Oh. I mean, not really, but.
Okay. Well, why didn't you tell me this?
No, not really. But there have been a couple of times where I was like, I love my staff, but they drive me up the goddamn wall most of the time. And I was like, I do not have the capacity to deal with any of you right now.
Right. On top of your own shit.
Yeah. And I was like, I am staying home today. Mm-hmm. And if you need me, don't call me. I am not dealing with you guys.
If you need me, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But yeah, no, and part of that I think is
burnout
also, but like, I don't take time off because of my people pleasing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I have to make sure everything is fine. And also I have a bit of control issues.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's like, I have to be the one to say, like, to be running things.
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately, historically, when I'm not at the salon, shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why am I going to take time off when people don't show up and I have to go in on my day off anyway?
Right.
When I might as well just plan on being there. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to
put your foot. Your foot.
I'm going to put my foot down. And good. I'm going to be taking not a ton of time.
You're going to have a hot girl summer.
I'm going to have a hot girl summer.
You're going to manifest it and it's going to happen.
Exactly.
And I love that.
That's
you.
What we're doing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, again, with my independence, like, mm-hmm. I need that time to just do whatever I want.
Because you, boo.
I miss going to the lake. I miss, like, doing summertime things because I have a not normal job and I have to work on weekends.
Right. And, but that doesn't mean you can't find time in the week to go to the lake.
But the thing is, like, most people do, like, the lake and stuff on the weekends.
Right.
And
so it'll be less crowded for you.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, I'm actually going to take the time and, like, drive my happy ass to Medical Lake 20 minutes down the road.
Go pick up Dante boy and take him to
swimming.
The lake.
He doesn't swim. He's afraid of the water.
That's fine. Take him to the sand.
I probably would. But I'm actually going to, like, make sure I take. And if I don't, I need you
to keep you accountable.
Like,
hey, where's that accountability word?
Shut the fuck up. We
don't
talk about accountability. I know. I do need it. I tell everybody, I'm like, there are certain things where it's like, I'm fully self-aware of it. Mm-hmm. I am not good at keeping myself accountable for certain things. And I was like, if you see something that I said I was going to do and I'm not doing it, call me out. Like, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Like,
this you pretend that your feelings are hurt.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend, yeah. But, like, at work, like, in my personal relationships or whatever, I'm like, if I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it, like, call me out.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I need that, like, outside reminder person. And the, yeah. The,
that reminder to be accountable to yourself? What?
Shut up. But anyways.
I hurt your feelings earlier. I have no problem telling you.
No, you really don't. And that's what also why I love you. Because I am the type of person that needs the tough love.
Yeah. I mean, I will say for a while, I didn't give you the tough love.
That is very true.
Because I felt like you were brittle. And also if I said anything, it wasn't going to be good. And probably vice versa a little bit. Mm-hmm.
There were times, I think, for both of us where we kind of, not necessarily like walked on eggshells around each other, but certain things there were.
Yeah. For sure.
And I think we're both at a better point in our lives.
Yeah.
And you just straight up call me the fuck out.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow. First of all, I don't like the way you said that.
I don't like your tone.
That kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But
thank you.
But thank you. But see, that's, again, one of my many flaws. One of my many red flags that Jesse is finding. Because what was it? The ketchup thing. Was it the ketchup or was it mustard?
I don't remember. No.
Ranch. Yes, was it? Was the ranch.
What about it?
Oh, there was something about, I don't remember.
You're not a big ranch person, right?
No, but there was something else too that.
No, just the fact that you're not a ranch person.
Maybe that's what it was.
The whole red flag.
Oh, maybe. Well, one of my other red flags is I need people to yell at me for their point to get across. That's a problem.
That's okay.
Well, that's why I let you yell at me.
And that's why we're in therapy again.
That's why we both go to therapy. Because we are.
Yeah. I don't really go anymore.
Well.
I'm fixed.
I'm healed. Wow. I wish. Maybe one day I can say I'm fixed.
I wish too. The thing that I think that's changed for me is I'm more cognizant of
your bullshit.
My bullshit. I don't have bullshit. What are you talking about?
Ma'am. Respectfully. We have a lot of the same bullshit.
I'm healed, okay?
It's still there. It's lingering.
It's there. And I'm, you know, I work through it. I talk it through, mm-hmm. usually with you.
Yes.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
But what are besties for? Free therapy.
Really, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. No, I think, yeah. And I think being self-aware of
that's a huge
step. Things is one of the biggest things.
I think that's what's changed for me is I'm more self-aware of mm-hmm. like when I'm starting to feel a certain way, mm-hmm. you know,
and but
if
and,
something has triggered me or
but
whatever.
Also the like you're confident enough in yourself and you're comfortable enough in yourself to voice those feelings as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Because like before I think you were aware that you were triggered or you were feeling these whatever things,
mm-hmm.
But you weren't comfortable enough or confident enough to like voice those feelings.
Right.
Damn,
we might have to break this up into two sessions.
How long is this?
I don't know.
Well, we're only at hour-ish. We're good.
We're good.
But I think now that you're more comfortable.
Yes.
You can voice.
And I will say, like with my, I mean, Jesse is an amazing, amazing man. And I'm able to talk through things. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was telling you that story when we had gone to the shooting range mm-hmm. and we were meeting my dad at a specific time to go golfing and we were going to be late and I was so anxious.
Yeah.
And instead of bottling it up mm-hmm. and snapping or whatever, mm-hmm. I told him, I was like, hey, I need you to know I'm very anxious right now.
Yeah. And
a year ago, Haley, no.
No. But at the same time, like you, a year ago with the person you were with, if you had said, I'm feeling really anxious about this situation, you mm-hmm. would have been brushed off and ignored.
Oh, absolutely.
So again, I think one, you're more comfortable and confident in yourself, but also in your situation as well.
Yes.
And like who you're surrounding yourself with.
Yeah.
Because I'm at the point where I am self-aware of am I actually self-aware? Am I aware of anything?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't think so.
Sometimes I'm questioning it.
Yeah, same. But I'm aware enough.
You like to turn a blind eye to it, though.
Yes.
You still turn a blind eye.
Like, I know logically.
Yeah.
Like, I'm feeling these things. I'm having this trigger, this whatever.
Yep.
And, like, I can voice it to you.
Mm-hmm.
and be like, yeah, this is what the situation. And you're like, this is what you should do. And I'm like, that's where you're wrong. I'm going to ignore it.
Can I say something that might hurt your feelings?
Yes.
Because I think for you, any attention is good attention.
Correct.
Even if it's awful to Correct. Your mental health.
Absolutely. What's the phrase? all press is good press, or all new, yep. all whatever it is.
Yeah. All publicity.
All publicity is good publicity. Yeah. That's me.
But that's not.
It's not healthy. Good. It's not healthy.
And no. We can sit here and talk about it all day long, but I know next week you're going to text me something. Mm-hmm. You're going to screenshot and send me mm-hmm. messages, and I'm going to be like, God damn it, Jennifer.
You're like, I fucking told you. Listen to me.
Accountability.
Yeah, I know. I need it.
When's your next session?
Oh, gosh. Tuesday.
Tuesday. That's a long ways away.
I know.
We got a whole weekend.
We got a whole weekend. But.
All right. Yeah. But even, like, last night, I've been in a terrible. I've had a terrible couple days. And it's been work-related.
Yeah.
It's been stressful, whatever. Also, I got mansplained. Ooh, yesterday in an email.
Oh, even worse.
Oh, I was pissed. And the information that I was given, I was like, well, this is inaccurate. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah. My favorite thing to do, though, is when people try to. So this is, again, side note. My dad hates when people say mansplaining. And I was like, no. Listen. It's not like a man explaining something. Like, that's fine.
Right.
But it's when you try to explain something to me that I actually genuinely know more about than you do.
Yes.
Like, if you just want to pretend, you want to feel powerful and whatever, and you're explaining to me because you think you know.
You're doing it in a belittling manner.
It's patronizing.
Okay. Exactly.
If I genuinely don't know something and I ask and you explain something to me, that's not mansplaining. Mm-mm. I was like, no, sir. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Father. Listen. But in an email?
Yes, in an email. I was livid. Right at the end of my day. So that just, yep.
No, my favorite is when somebody tries to mansplain to me or tell me to do something and their information, their whatever, is completely wrong. Mm. I'll be like, I'll use the stuff you told me to do.
Yeah.
And when it's wrong, here's the receipts.
Right.
I did what you told me to do.
Yep.
I also did it the way I know I needed to do it, and my way is correct. So go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just left it. I left it. I was like, I'm just going to leave this alone. I'm
not That'll gonna respond. Be a later.
Right.
Later Haley problem.
That's a Monday Haley problem. Actually, I'm off Monday, so that's a Tuesday Haley problem.
Oh, it's a 3-day weekend.
Not for me. I'm taking the day off because we're going to a concert on Sunday.
Oh, it's a 3-day weekend.
It is a 3-day weekend for some people.
For most people. I don't get a 3-day. I don't even know
what government employees get it.
I don't even know what 3-day weekends are.
No, you don't. Yeah, but like last night, I was just in a not fantastic mood. Mm-hmm. And I felt myself getting short with Jesse on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I was just straight up like, I'm in a terrible mood and I'm sorry. I'm not enjoyable to talk to right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's okay. Like,
it's, you know. And there have been times where I also have done that.
And you get blown off.
And it's like, it's either I'm not in a good place. I'm not in a good mood. To have this conversation, a conversation, whatever. And, yeah, it's either suck it up, buttercup, or it's, oh, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But then 20 minutes later, it's like, what's your deal? Why are you having an attitude? Why are you whatever?
Right. You're like, literally.
And I'm like, I literally
just. See the conversation 20 minutes ago,
fucking
please.
Told you. And I was like, if you would like to leave, there's a fucking door.
Don't let it hit you on the way out.
And so it's just one of those things where, again, finding somebody who who understands you. But, yeah. And. He sees you, he hears you, and he wants to make that effort, even if he doesn't, that he wants to try. Mm-hmm. And that is huge. And I love that.
Yeah. It's the acknowledgement that you heard me. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have the answer to fix it, I know that you're not going to solve my world's problems.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fact that you say,
I hear you, I see you,
right.
I get it. Fuck love.
True love.
Fuck love. These are the two sides.
Man, we went all over the place with this.
That was...
If you hung on, congrats.
Congratulations.
That was a roller coaster.
Hey, that's what we're here for. It was in our little blurb.
We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
But also a long time.
Mr. 305.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
I'm hungry. Hmm. You're supposed to say hi, hungry. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, sorry.
Get it to you.
I was just thinking about how I had a late lunch. So I'm not hungry.
Oh. I did make mac and cheese when I got home.
I made mac and cheese too.
Twins!
Of course we both made mac and cheese.
Of course
we
did.
What else would we have done?
Exactly. All right, well, I think that was the podcast.
I think it was the podcast. Good job.
Go team.
We got real in there.
High five.
High five.
We did it. Yeah, so we'll figure out what we're going to do next week. Stay tuned. Keep an eye out for... I don't know what you would be keeping an eye out for, but give us a like, give us a follow. I don't have any other.
It's a terrible plug. We're gonna work on that.
But we don't have any other.
I know.
We need to make an Instagram.
We're gonna work on it.
We'll work on it. We'll figure it out. Anyways, I am Jen.
And I am Haley.
And this was We're All Mad Here, and. We hope to see you guys I hope you guys hear us soon. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Have a good night. Have a good day. Whatever time it is, you guys.
Have a good President's Day.
President's Day, whatever time of day or whatever it is you guys are listening to this. We hope you have a good one.
Yeah. Toodles.
Okay, bye.